Good morning. Happy Monday to you, wonderful folks. This is Dana Shea Williams in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and welcome to the Kingdom Business Builders Prayer Call. Today is Monday, November 3rd. I cannot believe we are almost through this year, 2014. And I'm going to share with you all a call that it's going to be very transparent. I try to be transparent anyway, but, you know, I was talking to my accountability partner, Keisha, and I said, I'll have to share some embarrassing things because it's just the truth. As far as, you know, my struggles in time management, and I know that you'll probably, you know, chuckle to yourself even as you think about some of the things that you waste your time on. So before we start, though, I just really want to bring the presence of the Lord into this call because I just really want to do that. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day. We thank you, God, for the privilege and the opportunity of coming together, Lord, gathering together with one purpose and one heart, Lord, and that's to be the business builders that you've called us to be, Lord God, so that we can establish your kingdom here on the earth, Lord God, through these businesses that you've given us to manage, Lord, these vehicles that you've given us, Lord, to drive, if you will, on the road to success, Lord God. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us over the next 15 minutes or so. Lord God, I pray that you would open our hearts to receive what you want us to know today, Lord God, and that we would walk away from this call armed with practical tools, Lord God, to make the most use or the best use of our time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, when I was looking through the Word to see what does God say about time management, there's so many scriptures that's in the Bible about making the best use of our time. And one of those scriptures comes from the book of Psalm chapter 90, verse 10 through 12. Verse 10 says, the days of our years, and I'm reading from the Amplified version today, but the days of our years are 70 years, meaning 70 years, or even if by reason of strength, 80 years, meaning 80. And this is about right. In the United States, the average life expectancy is about 78 years. So this is right on. It says here in verse 10 still, yet is their pride in additional years only labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone and we fly away. Basically meaning, hey, even if you live to be 80 years old, and the scope of eternity, that's just a vapor, as it says in the book of James. Your life is just a vapor, just a mist. Snap your fingers, you're here one day, you're gone the next. Now, I know that that's not good news, but the good news is that God, in verse 12, can give us wisdom. It says here, so teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You see, we only have about 80 years, and of course, there are people who live longer than that. There are also people who don't live to be 80 years old, but on average, we're only going to have about 80 years here, and what we do with that time is extremely, extremely important because we believe in life after death. Okay, we believe obviously if we're Christians that this life that we know, this world is not our final destination. This world is not our home. And what you do here on the earth is going to go into eternity. And so that's the good news. The bad news is a lot of times we don't wake up with that on our mind. And so what we do is we waste a lot of time. And I've been listening to, I love Joyce Meyer, I talk about her all the time, but she has a podcast that she did recently, and it's called Making the Best Use of Your Time, or something about making the best use of your time, something like that. And so I've been listening to these, and yesterday morning I was listening to her, and she said something that just really, like, rang in my spirit. And the funny thing is I've heard a similar quote before, but it was just information. And you know that there's a difference between information and revelation. You can hear something over and over and over again. You can read the same book 5 times. How many of us have read Think and Grow Rich, but we're not rich yet, many of us? Why? Because there's a difference between information and revelation. When you actually get it, like there's an aha moment that goes off in your spirit, that's when you change. And that's when you really begin to see things for how they really are. And that's when you really begin to see results for whatever you're doing. How many of us know that if we burn more calories than we take in, we'll lose weight? But how many of us still struggle sometimes to lose weight? Because we're not applying. See, it's not knowledge that's power. It's applied knowledge that's power. So one thing that she said yesterday when I was listening to her, is she said that many of us spend 80% of our time doing things that are only 20% important. What we should do is we should spend 80% of our time doing two things that we are most gifted at. And I'll repeat that. She said, we should spend 80% of our time doing the two things that we are most gifted at. And so I began thinking about my time and how do I spend my time? You know, I've got a schedule, I've got a business, I have things that I do every day, but I actually wanted to write out, like for real, what I actually do for the 15 or 16 hours or so that I'm awake. So I'm just going to kind of go through this really quickly. I started here from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock. I'm getting dressed. I'm getting the kids dressed, getting ready for school. From 8 to 9, I'm driving the kids to school. I'm on my accountability call. I'm eating breakfast, usually in the car. From 9 to 10, I'm on the prayer call. After the prayer call, I do my devotions. From 10 to 11, social media, emails. From 11 to 12, black hole. What does that mean? I don't know what I do between 11 and 12 o'clock. If somebody calls, I might talk to them. If I feel like cleaning my house, I might clean my house. This time is literally a black hole. I don't know what I do during 11 and 12. From 12 to 1, black hole, some DCU work, Dana Shea Unlimited, that's my business. So some work I might do, some work during that time. From 1 to 2, DCU work. That means I'm writing or I'm writing speeches, whatever. I'm actually working. This is a good thing. From 2 to 3, social media, picking up kids from school. From 3 to 4, getting kids from school, getting kids situated, cheerleading practice. I'm also a cheerleading coach. Driving. From 4 to 5, cheerleading practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays, kid time. From 5 to 6, driving, various activities, kids. From 6 to 7, driving, dinner. From 7 to 8, driving, picking kids up from practices, black hole. Don't know what I do between 7 and 8. From 8 to 9, kids in bed, thank God. From 9 to 10, Shark Tank sometimes, black hole, check emails. From 10 to 11, reading the tabloids, emails, social media. From 11 to 12, Shark Tank episode 2 sometimes, reading more tabloids, social media. Okay, this is not very productive, as you see. Okay? It is by the grace of God that I had so many speaking engagements in October. It is really only truly by the grace of God. So I started to wonder, okay, Dana, what the world? You got all this time, and I'm always saying, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. You know, I can't do this. Oh, my gosh, Lord, I need more time. And literally writing it out this way, it really made me see how much time I actually waste. So what I did is I thought, what are the two things that I am most gifted at? Absolutely writing and speaking. God has given me a gift to do that. He's given me a talent, I should say, to speak. And it's something that just came from him. And he's also given me a talent to write. Well, as you see, I don't use much of my time doing those two things. I do write every day, but it's only for like an hour or two. And then speaking, that just kind of comes up, you know, whenever I have kind of have a speaking gig. So I realized I'm not using 80% of my time doing the two things that I'm most gifted at. So what I did is I wrote out a plan, a new plan, and I wrote out my four strengths. Okay, so I have writing and speaking as number one, but also researching and marketing. Okay, so in my business, in all of our businesses, we have to research. You have to find out what makes you better. If that means taking online classes, if that means reading online articles, reading books, watching videos, listening to educational podcasts, whatever. Some people might say personal development. I call it research, okay? So we have to spend time on that every single day. And then marketing, obviously. None of us are going to make strides in our businesses without some effort. We know the Bible teaches that faith without works is dead. So we can't just have the faith, and we can't just say, okay, God, I'm believing that you're going to make me successful, and then we sit and just, you know, have our legs crossed and our arms folded and say, come, Lord, and help me. No, of course we have to market. We have to work. And so I realized that while, like, social media and stuff like that, checking emails, I might send emails, and there are some times that I'll make phone calls or what have you, that time is kind of just thrown about whenever I kind of feel like, oh, I need to make some phone calls today. So I really need to be more intentional about my time, and that's really the key word today is being intentional. So I rewrote my schedule. I moved my devotions up. So instead of having my devotions after the prayer call, or a lot of times I'll do them, like if my husband takes the kids to school, I'll do them like instead of me driving the kids to school, I'm having my devotions. So what I decided to do was, because I don't want that time to get crowded out, I decided to wake up 30 minutes earlier. So at 6:30 now, I'm waking up and I'm doing my devotions. And God is so good that this morning, he woke me up all by himself without my alarm clock at 6:26. And I was so excited. And I was like, oh, God, yay. Because I was honestly, last night, I was like, Lord Jesus, you know I am not a morning person. Oh, my Lord, those 30 minutes, you know, that means a lot to me. And so God was like, you can do it. And so he woke me up at 6:26 this morning. I was so excited to get up early and be able to spend that time with God. So I moved that. So now after the prayer call, I can actually do my personal development, start my research and reading and things like that. So from 9:20 after the prayer call, from 9:20 to 10 o'clock, that's what I'm now going to be doing. From 10 to 11, instead of doing social media and emails, it's going to be focused marketing. So I have that 1 hour where I'm going to be either making phone calls or whether it's, you know, posting in certain key Facebook groups that I'm in, whether it's actually, I have a lot of things that I don't want to get into all that, but basically what I know that I need to do to market. Okay, from 11 to 12, instead of that now being a black hole, that is now writing, tweaking speeches. So this is where I'm actually doing my speech writing. I have several speeches that I've already written, but it's now going back and looking at, okay, what worked last time I delivered this speech and what didn't work, what needs to be taken out, what needs to be shortened or whatever, just tweaking that, okay? From 12 to 1, instead of just saying some work, some DCU work, now it's writing my book. I'm working on book 2. I'm already halfway through that second book. So now I have to focus on that so that I can be finished this because I'm on a timeline. I've given myself several deadlines that I need to hit for that. And then I have lunch because I wasn't eating. You know, I'm like, I'll eat on the road. I'll eat whenever I want to. So I actually have scheduled in lunch, and I'm not going to go through every single thing that I changed, but you see the point. You see that I went through all of that, like, wasted time, time that I'm in the car driving. That can be time listening to podcasts. Like, I need to be more intentional about even, like, that time. I have to be a mom. I love being a mom. That is my number one job. So my kid time is very precious to me. That is not going to get crowded out by anything, okay, because I truly believe that family comes before business. So that time I have, and then my poor husband. I'm like, where is he fitting in? He's just got to get in where you fit in. So I made some time for him at the bottom of the schedule. So and I don't mean the bottom. I just mean, like, he works all day. So at night, you know, you guys get my drift, okay? So at 10 o'clock, I'm done. Computer shut down, done, all right? And so I wanted to go through this, and even, like, the tabloids, I love, like, people.com. I have a slight addiction to that. I don't know why. You know, I try to religialize it and be like, God, I'm going to pray for these people, and then I end up not praying for them. So I'm like, tabloid reading is a complete waste of time, like, absolutely 100% waste of time. And so that has to go. And you know what? I don't need to know what's going on in Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's divorce. I don't need to know that. So you know what? A part of it is just I'm nosy. So I have to realize what my weaknesses are and say, God, help me. Because I realize this. None of us would take $1,000 or thousands of dollars and throw them in the trash. But when we waste our time, that is exactly what we're doing because time is money. And if we're not intentional about our time and if we're not actually guarding our time, then we know what's going to happen. Time is going to get away from us. We're going to have that phone call. We're going to have that person that sends us an email. Someone's going to post on Facebook, and that's going to, you know, we're supposed to be Facebook marketing. We all do this. You know, we're supposed to be Facebook marketing, and then we end up being up there for 2 hours, and we're like, what in the world? Where did the 2 hours go? And so I believe that the Lord wants us to be so relentless about guarding our time like a watchdog that we do not allow things to come by and steal it. I was talking to Keisha, and I said, I spoke at this really big event on Tuesday night. This girl came up to me afterwards, and she was just like, you know, complimenting me, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I just want to glean from you. She was like, can we meet? And I was like, sure, I'd love to meet, okay? Not thinking, yeah, let's meet. And so she said, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I just want to learn from you. So I'm like, okay, let's get the calendars out. So I told her to go ahead and send me a message. So she said, well, I don't have your number. And I said, well, come to my book table and you can pick up a business card. So girlfriend comes to the book table, doesn't buy the book, mind you, doesn't buy my book. And so she goes, hey, I got your card. I'm going to give you a call. And sure enough, that next day she gave me a call, or she actually sent me a message, I think. And she said, you know, it was great meeting you. When can you meet? And so I told her some times that I could meet, and we scheduled. I was supposed to meet with her this morning at 10 o'clock. Well, the Holy Spirit, when I was looking over my schedule yesterday, he was like, You are not meeting with that girl at 10 o'clock. You don't have time to meet with her. Number one, I don't know this girl from Adam. I don't know what she wants to glean from. She said, I'm not trying to sell you anything. That was a red flag for me because I'm like, most people don't say that unless they are actually trying to sell you something. And then she didn't even invest in me. She didn't even buy my book. So why should I take my valuable, precious time and go spend it with a stranger that I don't know? I don't know what her motive is, and she's not invested in me. So no. So she got the text message last night that says, I'm so sorry that I said that I would meet you tomorrow at 10, but I am not going to be able to do that. If you would like to talk by phone, these are some times that I have in the evening. This is my driving time where I'm not doing anything else that I can talk with you for a few moments. And so I'm still saying, okay, if you want to learn, I'm willing to, whatever you want to glean from me, I'm willing to give that to you, but I have to be relentless about my time. So speaking of time, it is 9:16, and we are going to go ahead and pray. But I really wanted to just be really transparent and let you all in on kind of how I tend to waste a lot of time. So the key for today is intentionality, being intentional about your time. And I want to encourage you all to do exactly what I did. Make a schedule of what you currently do, not what you know you need to do, not what you wish you would be doing, but make a schedule of what you actually do from hour to hour. If you eat, write that in. If you're on the phone, write that in. If you're talking to your neighbor every day at 9 o'clock, write that in. Write, or you're not at 9 o'clock because you're on the call, but you know what I mean. Write that in, and you will be amazed at what time you actually waste. And then go back and look at your two biggest strengths. What are they? Mine are writing and speaking. Yours might be marketing and networking. Yours might be, counseling and teaching. Whatever it might be, whatever your two biggest strengths are, you need to be spending 80% of your time doing those two things. Now, because I'm a mom, I have a family, what I did is I took my working hours and I said, I'm spending 80% of my working hours writing and speaking. My family, of course, that's the majority of my time, but my working hours. So take your however many hours you work. My work day is from 9 to 3 every day. Those are the hours that I have set aside to work. Yours might be from 7 to 7 or from 9 to 5 or whatever it might be. But make sure that 80% of that time is spent doing your two biggest strengths, and then understand that everyone is not qualified to get your time. They're just not. And so you're going to have to tell a lot of folks no. You're going to have to tell a lot of folks wait. You're going to have to tell a lot of people come to where you are, because she didn't even want to come to where I was. I have to drive 25 minutes to meet this chick. And I was like, oh, heck no. I don't know what in the world I was thinking that night. But no, thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth and wisdom. So I hope that me and my silliness and my crazy schedule has helped you to maybe look at your schedule and to see things that you need to work on and things that you need to fix so that we are redeeming and making the most of our time that God has given us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord God, for your grace. Lord, we are so silly sometimes. We just do things that absolutely make no sense. We waste a lot of time. And then we go to you like, God, how come we're not successful? But Lord God, I know that you have given us this message today so that we can check ourselves, Lord God, really, so we can look and see what we're wasting time on and what we need to spend more time on doing. God, you gifted each and every one of us on this call with at least two gifts. Lord, some of us have more. And I pray, Lord God, that we would take the things that we're really good at and that we would spend the majority of the time on the things that we're really good at. Because what we have the tendency to do, God, is we spend all this time trying to focus on our weaknesses and trying to focus on the things that we're not good at and the things that we are good at, they get pushed to the wayside. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to be better stewards of our time. Father God, to understand that life is so precious and it's so short. And we only have a few years here, Lord God, and we've got a lot to do. So, Father, I ask, Lord, that you would help us to be free of distractions today and this week. Lord God, that we would honor you with our time, that we would be good stewards, Lord, over this time that you've given us, Lord God. And that, again, you would show us, Lord, that things that need to be changed, that, Lord, this would not be a message that we just hear and then walk away from and don't do anything about it, but that we would truly be doers of the word. Lord God, your word says that you would give us wisdom, Lord, as we entrust our time with you. And that is what we want, God. We want wisdom to know how to live out our days. Lord God, these are the days of our lives, and we don't have a lot of them left. Lord God, I don't know how much time each of us has, Lord. Only you know that. But I do know, Lord God, that you've called us each to a purpose. You've called us, Lord, to do things. And if the enemy can't get us tripped up with sin, and if he can't get us tripped up with all the other stuff that he tries, Lord, he'll just keep us distracted all day so that we can't accomplish the purpose that you have for us. But, Lord, we've been made aware, and we're awake this morning. Lord God, we are awake, and we say, Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, all of you, please help us, Lord. We need your help, God. And so, Lord God, I just bless everyone who's on this call today, Lord, that they would go forth from this call today full of purpose, full of great intentionality. Lord God, that they would look at their schedules, that they would rearrange some things, take out some things. And, Lord God, that you would help us to be extremely effective. Lord God, that is the call of the business builder, is to be effective, Lord God, so that we're not just building something that's not going to last, or we're not just building something that's not going to actually make a difference in the world. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being so patient with us. And we thank you, Lord God, for empowering us with everything we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all thank you so much for being on this call today. I hope that it has inspired, blessed, and empowered you, more importantly, to go out and really make the best use of your time. We'll meet you right back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care.